WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. As the world mourns the loss of Pope Francis, dozens of cardinals are making their way to Vatican City. ABC's James Longman.
Who will be the next pope? Well, Francis appointed some 80% of the cardinals who will vote this time, and it'll be the most diverse group on record. It'll happen in the Sistine Chapel, where the cardinals will be sequestered. That's no contact with the outside world. They'll vote four times a day. If they can't get to a two-thirds majority, you'll see black smoke emerge from that chimney. The smoke will turn white once a new pope is elected.
Terrifying moments on board a Delta flight that appeared to catch fire shortly before takeoff. ABC's Gio Benitez.
Flames visible outside the windows, shooting from an engine tailpipe at Orlando International Airport just after the Atlanta-bound plane pushed back from the gate. Passenger Ram Yogendra said people were yelling, "Fire!"
Kids are having panic attacks. Moms and dads are worried about the kids, grabbing after the kids.
As firefighters hosed down the wing, passengers were evacuated down slides and stairs.
This is ABC News. Known as the Doomsday Mother for her apocalyptic beliefs, when she killed her own children, Lori Vallow Daybell is back on trial for another murder, this time in Arizona, and now it's heading to the jury.
Defense attorneys called over a dozen witnesses in their attempt to show that Lori Vallow Daybell conspired with her late brother to kill her fourth husband, Charles Vallow. Acting as her own attorney, Lori Vallow Daybell was expected to call witnesses and present evidence, but on Monday she told the judge,
"The defense also rests, Your Honor."
She rested her own case without calling a single witness. No matter what the jury decides, she's already serving multiple life terms in Idaho for killing her two children and conspiring to kill her fifth husband's previous wife. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Walgreens has agreed to pay $300 million in a settlement with the Justice Department. DOJ accused the pharmacy chain of systematically filing invalid prescriptions for opioids and other drugs. Walgreens, for its part, is admitting no wrongdoing. I'm Stephanie Officer, ABC News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Anne from Chippewa Falls.
What are Republicans voting for? If they're not voting for Medicare, Medicaid, clean energy, clean water.
Tax cuts for billionaires. You wouldn't get a lot of votes for that. So you have to create an enemy. And somebody says, blame all these people like women and immigrants and black and brown folks. Your brain will sometimes want to accept that because it's the easiest of off ramps to all of the anxiety and existential fear that you've got.
The Maggie Dawn Show, moving soon to its new time, weekdays 4 until 6 on Civic Media and on the app.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings. But there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers and the Giants. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers kick off a long 10-day road trip tonight in San Francisco with four games against the Giants, three in St. Louis, three in Chicago against the White Sox. The crew won't be back until Friday, May 2nd against the Cubs. Yesterday, the Brewers rolled over the A's 14-1. Milwaukee able to steal a franchise nine bases in one game. Manager Pat Murphy says that gets into an opponent's head.
Yeah, I think it rattles any team. So our young guys like to run, and they're excited about playing that type of game.
NBA, the Bucks play the Pacers tomorrow night in Indianapolis for Game 2. Milwaukee losing Game 1 over the weekend. College football, the Badgers wrapping up spring practice with a scrimmage in Madison. Defensive coordinator Mike Tressel.
We did not stop the run the way we need to. The mentality of stopping the run is first. The physicality of this game of football, which is what this place has always been around. And then you can get into some of the schematic things.
That's Wisconsin's Mike Tressel with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Hayden Christensen returns to the Star Wars franchise as Anakin Skywalker. He will join the cast of Ahsoka for season 2 and play himself as a teenager. The actor broke the news at a Star Wars event in Tokyo, Japan. Christensen first played the character in 2002 in Attack of the Clones and then in Revenge of the Sith. He appeared in 2 episodes of Ahsoka Season 1. Season 2 is expected to drop in 2026 after the release of The Mandalorian and Grogu. The amount of inside Hollywood information spilled on the Happy Sad Confused podcast to host Josh Horowitz must be overwhelming at times. Emilio Estevez appeared recently and shared the story of his father, Martin Sheen's drunken meltdown on the set of Apocalypse Now, in which Sheen ran naked around the set while trying to be corralled by Estevez and his mother. Hard to imagine this kind of behavior from the Sheen patriarch. Sounds more like a Charlie Sheen kind of thing.
Hey, Brewers fans. Scott Peck, broker with Addison Jones. Our agent's passion goes beyond helping you buy and sell your homes. We are also devoted to giving back to the community, from supporting local charity.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight, some showers possible late, and lows in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, plenty of showers around, highs to the mid-50s. Another rain chance late Wednesday and Thursday. High temperatures climb to the upper 60s. Right now, it's 48.
Earl Ingram.
It's the final episode of the Earl Ingram Show. I want to thank everybody. I'll share on how to stay connected, and then attorney Scott Harris will join me in the studio to share his inspiring story.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's a good day to be indigenous. Get up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut. He didn't cut a deep end.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive. Because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Which means distant thunder. Hey, Cudigy, to all my friends and relatives in 4 directions. You are listening to the Monday version of Native Roots Radio, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local, national, Native news and events, and as you know, Chujunk, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, Dega, you are right. This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, a lot going on this week coming up, but also we have Dr. Stately on today. And Haley, what did you do this weekend?
What did I do this weekend?
Watch any good shows or anything?
Oh, gosh, I did watch some good shows. Yeah, well, I was trying to, I'm going to Seattle in a couple weekends.
Wait a minute.
Haley gets some time off. No, I'm just kidding. Over the weekend, I've never been to Seattle. I've been to the airport, but I've never been to able to explore the area or anything. We talk about indigenous representation matters all across the board in every room. And we've seen a lot more of this in films in the more recent years, right, Dega? We talk mm-hmm. about Killers of the Flower Moon, Res Dogs is a TV series that just blew up, and North of North is a new one on Netflix too.
Prey, that movie mm-hmm. about the prequel to that Schwarzenegger movie.
I haven't seen that one. I'll have to check it out.
Oh, what?
But we have a lot of years between the two of us. So when I think of my first run into Native representation in film, I think back to the Twilight Saga.
Oh.
And I was in, I think maybe 4th or 5th grade when the movies came out. The Twilight Saga was a whole book series written by Stephanie Myers. And we know Taylor Lautner played Jacob Black, which was one of the main characters in the saga. Mm-hmm. And Taylor Lautner is not Native. He doesn't have any indigenous representation actually at all.
Wow.
But Taylor Lautner played Jacob Black, who in the films was a member of the Quileute tribe, which is a real tribe, and it's around the Lapush area in Washington State.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so the Twilight Saga actually did cast a few Native, true Native actors, which mm-hmm. is good to hear. And I did a little bit of digging on here because, I don't know, I always liked the Twilight Saga. And It was like being a kid and not knowing about, you know, like fake representation and things like that. I just thought it was so cool because I had never seen people that had looked like me or my cousins in films before. So when they were talking about clans and, you know, in the film, they were the Wolf Clan or whatever. But
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They even talked about like treaties and stuff in the film, but not in the way that would be like educational or anything, but more so for the entertainment of it. But Julia Jones was in the Twilight series, and I don't know if these Native actors came in the second movie or the third, but Julia Jones played Leah Clearwater, and Julia is a Native American descendant, specifically from the Choctaw and Chickasaw Nations.
Cool.
Yes, and then Chaske Spencer, who played Sam Yulee, is a member.
Nimmo back at the track! Goal!
Dahl on the track, Dahl at the wall. Goodbye! Home run!
Fly ball right field. Hit a ton! We're tied!
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
At the track, wall gone! Sal Frelick gets into one to right center.
Track to the wall. Goodbye. Back-to-back games with a home run for Rhys Hoskins.
Tonight, the crew take on the San Francisco Giants in the Bay at Oracle Park.
Malloy turns. He's a spectator. It is sailing. It is gone. Christian Yelich.
Third ball right back to Quintana. Fields it, throws to second for one. The turn to first is in time. Oh, what a job by Quintana.
Now it's time for the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
On a beautiful night for baseball in one of the most scenic venues in Major League Baseball, it's the Brewers and Giants to open up a four-game series. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Oracle Park in San Francisco alongside Josh Maurer and our producer and engineer, Kent Sommerfeld. Lane Grindle with you here tonight as the Brewers kick off their longest road trip of the season, four in San Francisco, three this coming weekend in St. Louis, and then three more in Chicago against the White Sox before they come back to American Family Field. Brewers send Quinn Priester to the mound tonight to kick off the road trip. It's his third start in a Brewers uniform, and it'll be left-hander Robbie Ray on the mound for the Giants. Giants playing very good baseball. Brewers coming off a 4-2 homestand and chasing the Cubs in that NL Central. We will talk to Josh when we come back after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Hey, Brewers fans. Scott Peck, broker with Addison Jones. Our agent's passion goes beyond helping you buy and sell your homes. We are also devoted to giving back to the community. From supporting local charities to sponsoring youth sports teams, Addison Jones is committed to having a positive impact on the areas we serve. So when you're ready to buy, sell, or build a home, choose Addison Jones. Call any of our amazing agents for more information at 920-235-0095. Addison Jones Real Estate. Your home, your community, our commitment.
Come see why Green Thumb Alternatives in Oshkosh is where the grass is always greener. At 600 Ohio Street, you can smell before you buy and chat with a staff that actually knows their stuff and cares. Locally owned, with locally grown products, they've got everything from flowers and edibles to bath products, pet treats, and even snacks for the munchies. The quality, next level. The service, personal. The vibes, always welcoming. Call 920-385-0686 or hit greenthumbalt.com.
Hey, it's me, your liver. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomach ache, you pop an antacid. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capisce?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM in Appleton, and AM 1100.
Jay.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards from Oracle Park here in San Francisco. Always great to come to this ballpark. Brewers coming here very early this year after this being one of the last road stops of 2024, Josh. But this is a Giants team playing good baseball. They dropped one yesterday to the Angels and ended up losing that series. But overall, this has been one of the better teams in baseball to start the year.
Well, they've got currently the fourth best record in the majors, but that's only good for third place in their division. That's how good the Dodgers and the Padres have been in the National League West. And you wonder if you're catching the Giants at a good time tonight, because the game that you mentioned yesterday against the Angels, they thought they were going to win that game. They were up three runs in the ninth, and the Angels stunned them. Got four runs. Joe Adell hit a three-run walk-off double. It's kind of like the loss the Brewers had in Arizona a couple of weekends ago, and it's the kind of loss, Lane, that can have a hangover effect.
And their closer, Ryan Walker, blew that ending of the game and pitched on Saturday and Sunday, so you figure he's probably not available tonight for the Giants as well. But they're also in the longest stretch of their season. They're playing 17 straight games without an off day. They won't have an off day until this coming Monday, a week from today. So that's always a consideration too, because it's tough to juggle your pitching staff through a long stretch like that.
And they haven't played at home very much.
Yeah.
This is only the seventh home game. They had one homestand prior to the one that's going to begin tonight. This will be a seven-game home week for them, and they're very excited to be in their home ballpark. Brewers try to carry over the momentum from their great homestand last week.
Yeah, 4-2 homestand and a very exciting day yesterday. A record-setting win yesterday over the Athletics. We'll chat with Brewers manager Pat Murphy about that and more when we return after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball is brought to you by Sitco, Miller Lite, Concordia University of Wisconsin, Usinger's Famous Sausage, American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Woodman's Food Market, Pops Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, Carbless, Island Resort and Casino, Hello Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Cousin Subs, Potawatomi Sportsbook, Cedar Crest Ice Cream, Wisconsin Biofuels, Wisconsin Laborers District Council, and Wisconsin Dental Association on the Brewers Radio Network.
Save big money on everyday items you need at Menards. Eliminate odors with damp-rid moisture absorbers. They're perfect for basements, attics, closets, and more. Damp-rid moisture absorbers work to attract and trap excess moisture to create noticeably cleaner, fresher air. Save big on damp-rid moisture absorbers at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Dear baseball fans, swing into action with Toyota's 2025 lineup. Leading off, the RAV4, a utility all-star that delivers in the clutch. On deck, the spacious Grand Highlander, followed by the fuel-savvy Corolla. Next up, our slugger Tacoma, bringing upper deck power every at-bat. And rounding out the lineup, the playmaking all-hybrid Camry. For more, visit Toyota.com or your local dealer. Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back to the On Deck Show, built by Menards. The Pat Murphy Show is brought to you by Concordia University. Whether you're looking to grow in your current role or enter a new field, at Concordia, you'll learn from experts and grow your professional network. Visit cuw.edu to learn more about business, healthcare, teaching, and STEM programs starting soon. Concordia University, live uncommon. Murph, what a game yesterday. Record-setting day on the base paths, of course, but also just a tremendous debut for Logan Henderson. Really fun to see him compete and pitch the way that he did.
No question about it. You know, you didn't know in spring training. He had done so much in the minor leagues to prove that he was ready, but then didn't have the best spring training. With the rash of injuries, he's now getting an opportunity, and he was magnificent. I couldn't be happier. He was a little upset. He was a little uptight before the game, and to see him settle down and just do his job and take on the responsibility of being a great teammate, it was just awesome to see. And I'm just happy his family was there, and yeah, it was a great moment.
What did you think made him so effective? I mean, the changeup clearly was a great pitch, but I thought he really commanded the fastball in all four quadrants.
He did, and the changeup does set up everything else. I mean, he throws it when he wants to in any count. And then the fastball looks, and it's kind of a sneaky fastball. It's 91 to 94, but it comes out the way it comes out. It's kind of tough to see. So it plays way higher than that. And he got by basically on two pitches, which is unusual in a major league game, but especially a good offense like that. But he was on it, and our offense did everything they needed to do to keep the pressure on them, saying, hey, you got to score a bunch of runs to beat us.
Because you're getting some arms back, he goes down. But you bring up Craig Yoho today, and I know you're excited to see what he can provide for this bullpen.
Yeah, he's another guy that comes out of nowhere and, he's new to pitching kind of thing. And he's got the neutralizing pitch, that great changeup. And, he'll be hepped up to do it, but he'll get a great opportunity because he's kind of proven over time here in his relatively short stay in the minor leagues. He's been excellent all the way through. We're looking forward to that.
How pleased were you just to see the way this team took the fight to the opponent yesterday in that first inning? Really set the tone from the start.
It is, swing at strikes and take balls, and that's what it's about, and they did a great job of laying off and taking their knocks, and we didn't hit them. We didn't hit the long ball very, very often, but we took our singles and took our walks and made the most of it on the bases and, produced a lot of runs.
Back with more with Murph after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Get back to Zeroni's. The macaroni and pizza pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zeroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to-go. Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zeroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zeroni's.com.
Forgiveness Education. A concept developed by Dr. Bob Enright at the UW-Madison more than three decades ago. He has developed curriculum to teach forgiveness to students K through 12. Course materials have been used in Northern Ireland, in inner-city U.S. schools, and in Africa, with measurable success in the reduction of anger and a commitment to choosing forgiveness rather than hurt, anger, and resentment. If you're an educator, please investigate forgiveness education at internationalforgiveness.com.
As a student in high school, every day starts to feel the same. If I'm not taking notes in history class, then I'm writing an essay in English. Each day falls into the same routine, but when I go to my career and technical education classes, nothing there is routine at all. There is something new each and every day, whether it's something new we're learning or an exciting project my teacher assigns. The nice thing about technical education is that it's all hands-on learning, which is different from most classes. It doesn't even feel like I'm going to school with how fun and creative the teachers can be. Our classrooms range from a broadcasting studio for radio TV communication students to a medical training room for the health science program. My teachers aren't just assigning busy work, but lifelong information that I can use after high school. My teachers teach with a purpose, to show the knowledge and experience needed for a certain career. Career and technical education isn't just teaching, it's guiding. It's mentoring young students who want to learn firsthand from their mentor and role model. Go to acteonline.org and search for Teach CTE. Be part of the investment. Teach CTE.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM in Appleton, and AM 1100.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Brewers and Giants opening up this four-game series here tonight in San Francisco. Robbie Ray goes for the Giants, and Quinn Priester goes for the Crew. And this is a Giants team off to a very good start, and a chance to see Willie Adames, who I know meant a lot to this group over the last handful of years.
No question. I mean, Willie's one of the biggest impacts in this organization over the last years that he was here, and he was magnificent, hitting the clutch, played every day, smile on his face, great attitude, impacted others. I can't say enough about this guy. He was unbelievable for our organization, and really, really great to see him. I wish he was in a Brewers uniform, but that wasn't meant to be, and as we move on, we just do it with great respect.
What have you seen from this Giants team so far? They've played pretty good baseball to start the year.
Yeah, they're one of the best defenses in baseball for sure. They pitch, they hit, they play the little game, they can beat you over the top. They got a complete team, and they're going for it. They spent a ton of money in the offseason, and they're going for it. You know, and great respect for the organization. They've done a lot of great things, and this team is no different than some of their great teams. They got a complete ball club.
Murph, we appreciate it. Best of luck tonight.
Thanks so much.
Pat Murphy with us here on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. We're back with more after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
With all the money you can save on gas when you use the Club Citgo Rewards app, you're good to go. But good to go where? Good to go fly first class?
Hot towel.
Cool. Good to go to the opera. Good to sit ringside at a boxing match. Good to go salsa dancing? Tap dancing? Or polka dancing? Download Citgo's money-saving Club Citgo app today. The easiest way to save money on fuel. Now you're good to go.
Steel deals are happening now. From instant savings on select tools to free battery offers on some of our most popular battery tool sets. You can enjoy great deals and do it all with Steel. Shop online or in-store at your local Steel dealer. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
You've taught them, trained them, taken every precaution. But sometimes, despite your best efforts, someone gets hurt on the job. Because they're not perfect. They're people. And they're your people. At least you can keep them happy, healthy, and working with a workers' compensation policy from West Bend. It's how to give every problem a silver lining. West Bend, the worst brings out our best. To find out more, visit thesilverlining.com.
Brewers and the Giants beginning this 10-game road trip. It starts out west by the bay in San Francisco. Welcome back to the On Deck Show, built by Menards. It is time to get you tonight's injury report, presented by the Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Bad news here for the Brewers' Nestor Cortes. He has been transferred to the 60-day injured list. That means that it's going to be until about the middle of June before he's eligible to be activated because of that elbow issue that he's had. He got a PRP injection almost 2 weeks ago now, but you're looking at mid-June at the earliest for Nestor Cortes to be able to come back. That was part of the roster movement today for Craig Yoho to get selected up to the Major League roster. Tonight's keys to the game presented by Toyota. Visit your local Wisconsin Toyota dealer to check out Toyota's incredible lineup like the all-new Tacoma, Grand Highlander, and RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Well, for the Brewers, Quinn Priester, who pitched one of the best games of his Major League career here last year when he was a member of the Pirates. Quinn, just keep doing what you've been doing over your first two starts with the crew, and that has been stingy allowing hits. He has not permitted a lot of base runners against. That's a good recipe for success, no doubt about that. This is a pretty good Giants order early in the year. We're going to hear from the newcomer, Craig Yoho. When we come back, he spoke to the media, and we'll play it for you next on the Brewers Radio Network.
Hey, Milwaukee. Are you looking for a win? Try Unleaded 88. Unleaded 88 is available at lots of Wisconsin gas stations. It's cheaper than regular fuel, and it's better for your engine. Unleaded 88 is grown and produced by Wisconsin farmers. When you fill up with Unleaded 88, you save money, reduce pollution, get a cleaner engine, and you support local farmers. That's a win for all of us. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here.
Reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Searching for auto, light truck tires, or service? Visit the tire professionals at Pomp's Tire Service. Trusted and family-owned for over 80 years. With over 200 locations in 17 states. Great pricing on hand-cooked tires and all major brands. Pomp's Tire, one of the largest commercial and retread dealers, providing truckers and fleets with the most dependable 24-hour road service. Pomp's Tire, proud partner of Hankook Tire, the official tire of Major League Baseball. Never halfway Hankook Tire. For the best deals on tires and all your service needs, visit pompstire.com.
in San Francisco. It's the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Game one between the Brewers and the Giants is only a few minutes away. Our pregame guest today is the newcomer, Craig Yoho, and as he gets ready to make his Major League debut, he talked earlier with the media this afternoon about how he was feeling about the call-up.
I'm excited. You know, I got off to a hot start this year in AAA and, you know, felt like I put myself into the conversation, and I'm here, and now I'm ready to help this team win. You know, just the normal cliches, you know, ready to go whenever my name's called.
What did you take away from Big League Camp?
You know, there's just a lot of confidence coming away from that. You know, got to get some exposure with the coaching staff and, you know, teammates, and just, you know that my stuff plays at this level and that I just need to trust myself and go out there and just pitch.
How hard was the patience after getting so far into camp and then learning you'd have to wait a little bit more?
Yeah, I mean, there was obviously that wait, and, you know, puts a chip on your shoulder, like, because this is where everybody wants to be. And so, you know, the goal isn't just to get here, though. You know, I want to get here, and I want to be a big leaguer, and I want to be here the rest of my career. So that chip still remains there.
Craig, what were your expectations heading into camp as a non-roster guy?
I mean, I was going to make the team. That's my expectation. You know, I wasn't going to go in there and, like, expect failure or anything like that. So, I mean, I wanted to make the team, and that's what my goal was set out to do. But, you know, now I'm here. So, at the end of the day, I can't really make the decision, but I'm happy to be here, ready to go.
Do you feel like that's sort of been the mindset that's helped you get from a guy that wasn't scouted a ton in college, didn't pitch much in college, to, you know, not a ton of attention as a draft pick, to getting here pretty quickly?
I mean, honestly, yes, because, yeah, like, the goals I've had have been kind of crazy, and why limit myself? And so, you know, I just kept pushing the boundaries, and, you know, once again, like, now I'm where my feet are here in San Francisco, so that's crazy. It's awesome.
I wanted to ask you about the chip on your shoulder, because sometimes that can be a negative, it can be a weight, and how do you keep it from being something negative and instead be something positive?
I'm just not a negative guy, I guess. You know, I get to play the game of baseball, and that's amazing. You know, it's a privilege, and so, you know, I understood what I needed to do to get here, and, you know, just take it day by day.
Who gave you the news, and how was it delivered that you were coming to San Francisco?
You know, manager Rick Sweet called me in after the game on Saturday, I think it might have been, and just nice, short and sweet to the, you know, no fluff, and just, you know, hey, you're going to the big leagues, you've earned it, go have fun. You know, so it was awesome.
Do you have anyone here, your wife?
Yep, wife and baby are here. My parents, my brother and his wife, and then my in-laws are here as well. So, yeah, it's awesome.
Do you play it out in your mind what it'll feel like trotting in so that you're ready for it, or do you go out there and just experience it?
It's the same game. You know, I don't want to, you know, try to make anything bigger than it is. I'm just going out there to get three outs or however many outs I'm asked to get. And so, you know, don't make it anything bigger than it is. Just go out there, enjoy the moment, have fun.
Have you gone into this season looking to focus in certain areas, like improve certain areas with feedback maybe that you got in the spring? Or is it sort of at this point, like, you do what you do and you just want to sharpen that?
I mean, obviously you're always trying to get better. So whether it's, you know, a mechanical thing, a, you know, velo thing, or a certain pitch, you know, you're always trying to look to improve. But at the same time, like, what I've done to get to this point has helped and it's worked. And so it's, you know, it may be tweaking a thing, but at the same time, confidence is the best tool to have. So, you know, just go out there and just trust myself.
Craig, how much are you or your family on social media? And have they, like, do you have a sense of how the fans have sort of been asking for this for a little while?
I try to not look at that stuff as much as I can. You know, it's, you know, they're going to be your best friend when you're doing well, and, you know, might not like you so much when you're not. So I like to try and stay off it, but yeah, occasionally my wife will show me some funny ones or something like that. So, you know, it's all good fun.
When you were in college and going through everything that you went through, the position change and the surgeries, the rehabs, did this feel possible?
If you asked my wife, she would tell you, yes, I was saying this back in the day. You know, when I was in college, it was just like, I just need one team to like me, to draft me. And then, you know, once I was there, like, you know, it wasn't my end goal just to get drafted. I wanted to be a big leaguer. And so, you know, now that I'm here, it's like my goal isn't just to be a big leaguer. I want to be, you know, a 10-year vet, or, you know, whatever the end goal is. I don't ever want to kind of just set a ceiling on myself with my goals. You know, I can achieve anything, really.
That was Craig Yoho visiting with the media before his first Major League game in uniform. When we come back to the On Deck Show, built by Menards in San Fran, I'll get you the lineups for the Brewers and the Giants. Game one
on the Brewers Radio Network.
Come see why Green Thumb Alternatives in Oshkosh is where the grass is always greener. At 600 Ohio Street, you can smell before you buy and chat with a staff that actually knows their stuff and cares. Locally owned, with locally grown products, they've got everything from flowers and edibles to bath products, pet treats, and even snacks for the munchies. The quality, next level. The service, personal. The vibes, always welcoming. Call 920-385-0686 or hit greenthumbalt.com.
We all have someone we love, like the favorite lyric in our favorite song. You can't imagine life without them. Cancer screening tests can help keep the person you love around longer by detecting changes before cancer develops, or catch it early when it may be easier to treat. And many tests are available for free or covered by insurance. It's time to sound like a broken record. Tell all your friends and family, I love you. Get screened. Visit cancer.org/get screened to learn more.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you, too, can live and serve part-time, close to home, by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Valley's home for Brewer Baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM at Appleton, and AM 1100.
Repeat.
It is a gorgeous night by the bay at Oracle Park. We've got temperatures still around 60 degrees and clear blue skies overhead. It'll be game one of this long road trip for the Brewers as they take on the Giants. Game one of a four-game series. You're listening to the On Deck Show, built by Menards. First pitch is right around the corner, and let's get to the starting lineups. Presented by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, supporting Wisconsin's critical infrastructure. Visit WIIN at WisconsinInfrastructure.com. Robbie Ray, the veteran left-hander, is going to pitch against these nine for Pat Murphy. And it begins with Bryce Terang, again in the leadoff spot, and now the eighth leading hitter in the National League, playing second. Jackson Chourio bats second in right field, and Christian Yelich is the designated hitter, and he bats third. The cleanup batter is red-hot William Contreras. William's so hot, he got a hit this morning. There was a scoring change by Major League Baseball, and he is batting in the cleanup spot doing the catching. Rhys Hoskins coming off of that three-home run, eight RBI homestand. He'll bat fifth and play first base. Sal Frelick is now fourth in the National League in batting average. He's in center field again today without Garrett Mitchell in the lineup. Frelick batting sixth. The shortstop, Joey Ortiz, will hit seventh. Isaac Collins gets a rare start. He'll be in left field hitting eighth. And Caleb Durbin, as he's done every game since getting called up. All four of them. He's the third baseman and number nine batter against Robbie Ray. Meanwhile, as we talked about in the Keys, Quinn Priester makes the start, just his third as a Brewer. And here are the nine he'll face for manager Bob Melvin. Mike Yastrzemski in the leadoff spot. Yaz is in right field. Then our old friend Willie Adames facing the Brewers for the first time since leaving as a free agent. He'll be the shortstop and number two hitter. Jung-Hoo Lee, the native of Korea, is off to a great start to his second year stateside. Lee batting third in center field. And the great third baseman Matt Chapman cleans up. Elliot Ramos, the left fielder, hits fifth. Lamont Wade Jr. will be the first baseman and number six batter. Wilmer Flores is at a resurgent start to the year. He'll bat seventh as the DH. Patrick Bailey doing the catching and hitting eighth. And Tyler Fitzgerald rounds out the order, the second baseman for the Giants against Quinn Priester. Tonight's umpires presented by Cannon and Dunphy. Alex McKay will call our balls and strikes. The crew chief, Alan Porter, umpires first. Brian Walsh, second. And Jim Wolf is over at third. Since 1985, Cannon and Dunphy have been leading the way, recovering over $1 billion for clients. For fairness on the field and justice off it, trust Cannon and Dunphy. Lane has more as we get closer to first pitch by the Bay. It's the On Deck Show built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
At Purveya, we do things different here because we're led by doctors like me who specialize in you, all supported by an amazing team. Let's hear from that team.
When you're ready to schedule an appointment, I'm ready to help.
I'm your nurse taking your vitals.
I'm the surgeon repairing your knee.
I'm a physical therapist getting you back in the game.
And I make sure paperwork isn't the worst part of being sick.
Purveya Health, doctor-led, specializing in you.
The Island Resort and Casino's stay-and-play golf packages for 2025 are filling up fast. Take advantage of early season package rates through May 23rd. A favorite among golfers, Island Drift Spa. Enjoy therapeutic or targeted massage, float therapy for deep relaxation, or new red light therapy to enhance muscle recovery. Book your Island Resort and Casino stay-and-play golf package today. Complete details online at islandresortgolf.com.
Brewers fans, with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular, you can keep your eye on the ball, not on your screen. Whether you're inside the stadium, tailgating in the lots, or listening to the game at home, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and fellow Brewers fans. That means at game time, you should do less scrolling and more cheering. So eliminate distractions and build connections by setting your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball is being brought to you by Citgo. Miller Lite, it's Miller time. Concordia University of Wisconsin. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's in baseball, it's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance. Menards. Purveya Health. Construction Business Group. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now. Delta Dental. Quick Trip. Woodman's Food Market, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, built for us, Carbless, a premium, ready-to-drink cocktail, Island Resort and Casino, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Cousin Subs, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, Cedar Crest Ice Cream, Wisconsin Biofuels, Wisconsin Laborers District Council, and the Wisconsin Dental Association. Brewers and Giants, game one of this four-game series is just around the corner after these words on the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Hey, Brewers fans. Dreaming of a home that hits it out of the park? Look no further than Signature Homes, premier home builder in the Oshkosh area. Our custom-built homes feature the latest designs tailored to fit your lifestyle. From luxurious kitchens to spacious living areas, every detail is crafted with care. Visit SignatureHomesAJ.com and explore the Ideas Gallery. Ready to step up to the plate? Call any of our amazing agents for more information at 920-235-0095. Let's make it happen.
Get back to Zeroni's. You know, the macaroni and pizza pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zeroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to-go. Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zeroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zeroni's.com.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM in Appleton, and AM 1100.
Chill with me.
The Giants are on the field, and we're just about ready to begin the longest road trip of the season for the Brewers. It'll be 10 games through three different cities, beginning in San Francisco. Josh Maurer wrapping up the on-deck show built by Menards with a drive around the league. Brought to you by Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and trusted contractors building Wisconsin together. Both the Cardinals and the Reds have lost on the road tonight. St. Louis losing late in Atlanta, Cincinnati losing in Miami. Robbie Ray's ready to go, and for the play-by-play, here's Lane Grindle.
All right, thank you, Josh. A reminder, this copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. That is brought to you by Boucher Automotive Group. Visit them today at Boucher.com. Bryce Terang strolling to the plate to lead things off for the crew against left-hander Robbie Ray, who the Brewers have not faced since 2019. First pitch to Terang is hit foul and out of play down the left field line, and it's 0-1. Got underway a minute early at 6:44 local time, so 8:44 back home in Wisconsin. It is a gorgeous day today in San Francisco. The 0-1 pitch, that one missed a touch high. And it's one ball and one strike on Terang. Hitting .322 with three home runs and 11 driven in. The pitch, a swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. 62 degrees at first pitch here tonight. As Robbie Ray, making his fifth start of 2025, works out of the windup in the 1-2 pitch as Terang able to check on a pitch that came up and in, and it's 2-2. First pitch of Brewers baseball is brought to you by Carbliss. Premium cocktails in a can. Stop at your local grocer and stock up for the game or for your next tailgate. Carbliss, Liss is more. Ray looking in and brings home the 2-2 pitch. That is lifted in the air, foul and out of play, third base side. And it stays at 2-2 on Terang. Bryce hitting .342 this year against left-handed pitching. Actually has hit better against lefties than righties so far this season. Ray's 2-2 pitch is right down the middle for a called third strike. Fastball at 95. Terang strikes out looking, and there's one away in the Brewers' half of the first. Quick trip around the bases presented this month by Mars and Wrigley. Tonight's contestant is Tammy Wolsaire from Janesville. If the Brewers score in the first inning, Tammy will win a $100 Quick Trip gift card, compliments of Mars and Wrigley and Quick Trip. So here's Jackson Churio as Ray brings home the pitch, and Churio bunts it up the third baseline. Going to be a tough play for Chapman. Gets it out of his glove in time. No, Churio too fast. He beat it out. A five-time Gold Glove winner at third base, and he made it as close as he could. Churio testing him right away, and Jackson steals a base hit on a really nice play by Chapman, but Churio hustling up the line, able to beat it out. So it's a single for Churio. Now here's Christian Yelich. Ray has had some issues with command his last three starts. As he brings home the pitch to Yelich, that's in there for a strike with a fastball at 93, and it's 0-1. He has walked 15 over his four starts, but 14 of those walks have come in his last three starts. So he'll issue a free pass here and there. 0-1 missed outside, one ball and one strike. It's been a bit of an issue for Ray, who's coming off his worst start his last trip through the rotation. The 1-1 pitch, that is outside, and it's two balls and one strike. Ray looking in. The 2-1, swing and a miss for Yelich, and it's 2-2. His last start came against the Phillies on Wednesday. He gave up four runs, five walks over four innings. The Giants did win that game. Churio gets his lead from first, and now a throw to first. And
Jackson is back in time. Robbie Ray, I'm sure, very aware of what the Brewers did yesterday. And not going to take any chances. Chirillo at first with one away here. There he goes, and they've got him picked off. To Wade, now to shortstop Adames, who applies the tag on his friend Jackson Chirillo, and then kicks him in the tail feather before Jackson heads back to first. Or I should say back to the dugout. So it goes 1-3-6, and Chirillo is gone, and now two down and a two ball two strike count here on Yelich. The pitch is a fly ball foul and out of play down the left field line. Wind is blowing out here tonight, so you get one in the air, you might get a little help at Oracle Park here this evening. Ray brings home the 2-2 pitch, and that is lined into left for a base hit. So Yelich is aboard with two outs. And now the caught stealing looms a little larger. Had Chirillo eventually been able to swipe the bag, could have led to something for the crew. And now you've got the cleanup hitter in William Contreras coming to the plate. Clean up any home damage with Loyal Family, South Milwaukee, Oak Creek, and across the state. Ray looks at first. Healthy lead for Yelich, and the pitch brought home a little late on a fastball at 95. It's 0-1. South Milwaukee, Oak Creek, and across the state, don't let the out-of-towners handle it. Call locally owned Loyal Family Renovations for a free inspection today. 0-1. Swung on and fouled back into the net, and it's 0-2. Robbie Ray's move to first has to be challenging for a base runner, because whether he's coming home with it or to first, that high leg kick feels like it would be a challenging one to read. You got Chirillo with it already. Yelich a little bit more conservative with his lead now. The 0-2 pitch is up and in, and it's one ball and two strikes on Contreras. And you can see the base runners as he goes into the stretch. At times almost taking a step back toward the bag, not sure if he's coming home with it or not. 1-2, and able to check on a fastball up and away. It's 2-2 on William Contreras. Hitting 230 on the year, three home runs and 13 driven in. Productive home stand, drove in three, went 6-for-20. Ray's 2-2 pitch, that's up and away, and the count is full. It is 3-2. Brewers certainly making Ray work a little bit here in this first inning. Couple of base hits. And now a full count that Contreras has worked. Crowd making some noise for their southpaw. Here's the 3-2 and missed inside. He works the walk. So there's the free pass that we told you Ray has been a little bit prone to of late. And now first and second, and two outs for Rhys Hoskins, who's been one of the hotter hitters in the Brewers lineup over the last week. And he's suddenly swinging it well against lefties himself, a 296 average against lefties for Hoskins. Overall on the year, 262 with three home runs, all of them coming during that homestand. And 12 driven in for Hoskins. And he is, of course, a Sacramento kid, grew up in the area, grew up a fan of the Bay Area teams. And so always a big deal for Rhys Hoskins to be back in San Francisco and playing in front of friends and family. Ray looks back at second and brings home the pitch. And Hoskins flinched at a fastball that clipped the inside corner. It's 0-1. Brewers with their navy tops, gray bottoms, Giants in their traditional home whites, and the black lids. As a wheel back towards second without a throw, as Yelich scrambling back to the bag. Alex McKay is our home plate umpire. Alan Porter, the crew chief at first base. Brian Walsh at second base. Jim Wolf at third base tonight. Rays 0-1. And he flinched. Ball gets away from Bailey, but up the third baseline. So Yelich stays put at second base. And, of course, Contreras behind him at first. It's one ball and one strike as that slider came in on Hoskins, and he checked his swing in time. Here's the 1-1 pitch. And Hoskins able to check on a slider down low. It goes to 2-1. So Ray up over 20 pitches now. This will be number 23. He's about to unfurl to Hoskins. Here it comes. And he missed inside. 3-1. And all of a sudden, Ray having some difficulties with the strike zone. That was a big miss in at 95 with a fastball. Very easy take for Hoskins. And another bad one would load him up for Sal Frelick. Ray brings home the 3-1, and Hoskins pops it up. Shallow left. Adames is going out there, and Willie camping underneath of it makes the catch, and the inning is over. He got one to hit. Fastball at 95, about belt high, but Hoskins popped it up. So the Brewers had a threat. They had three base runners over the course of the inning, but nothing to show for it. We go to the bottom of the first. It's the Brewers nothing, and the Giants coming up on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Come see why Green Thumb Alternatives in Oshkosh is where the grass is always greener. At 600 Ohio Street, you can smell before you buy and chat with a staff that actually knows their stuff and cares. Locally owned, with locally grown products, they've got everything from flowers and edibles to bath products, pet treats, and even snacks for the munchies. The quality, next level. The service, personal. The vibes, always welcoming. Call 920-385-0686 or hit greenthumbalt.com.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM at Appleton and AM 1100.
Your way.
No score as we go to the bottom of the first inning, and Quinn Priester about to make his third start for the crew. And Mike Yastrzemski to lead things off for San Francisco. Yastrzemski hitting 279 on the year as Priester misses outside with a fastball. And it's 1-0. Three home runs for Yaz and 11 driven in. 1-0 pitch is up and away with a cut fastball, and it's two balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski in right field now for the Giants. 2-0 pitch misses in, and it goes to 3-0. Priester, when the Brewers acquired him, did not have many outings in the big leagues under his belt. Had a few for Pittsburgh. 3-0 pitch is up and away, and it's a four-pitch walk to Yastrzemski. So Yastrzemski's aboard with nobody out for Willie Adames. But one of those starts for Priester that he had was against these San Francisco Giants last year, early in the season, where he went six shutout. Brewers hoping for some of that magic here tonight. As Adames stepping into the box against his former team for the first time. Pitch is high, and it's 1-0. Adames off to a slow start in 2025. 202 average, a home run. And 11 driven in, coming off a road trip where he went 9 for 40 with a home run. Priester yet to throw a strike in this outing. The 1-0 pitch is in there with a slider. And it's 1-1. Kind of strange to see Adames wearing the number 2. So used to that 27. And so many people wearing 27 jerseys over the years around Milwaukee. As the 1-1 pitch missed just a touch off the plate, and it's 2-1. That was the sinker that time from Priester. So he's behind to Adames here. No score, bottom of the first inning. One on and nobody out for the Giants. There's the pitch, and that missed inside with a cut fastball. It goes to 3-1. So the strike zone, a little bit of a mystery for both starting pitchers early on. It was that way for Robbie Ray in the first inning, and so far in the bottom of the first inning, been a little bit of a challenge for Priester to navigate as well. 3-1. That is through there for a strike. Two-seam fastball right down the middle, and the count is full at 3-2. Priester's 3-2 pitch. There goes the runner. Swing and a miss. Throw to second is in time. Oh, Contreras cuts down Yastrzemski. It's a strike him out, throw him out, double play. And there are two down. And, that should let Quinn Priester let out a little bit of an exhale and settle into this game. Ortho ASAP strikeout of a dime.